Blackstone Audio presents The Hoax by Clifford Irving. Author's note. A great deal has been written about the Hughes hoax, including a few truths culled from documents and indictments. The bulk of it, however, has been defensive posturing and gossip masquerading as fact, as well as a plethora of tales woven from the whole cloth. But, asked one critic in his review of Hoax, a book-length compendium of newspaper clippings, misquotations, and muddled journalistic fantasies, even if Clifford Irving's own projected book tells the story more fully, who on earth is going to believe it? The answer to that question is simple and painful. My wife Edith, Richard Susskind, and I have testified to the facts under oath before federal and New York State grand juries. An extensive investigation has been conducted, which included the sworn but hitherto unknown testimony of other witnesses, to determine that we told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Robert Morvillo, chief of the Criminal Division of the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York, has explained to me, and without mincing his words, that if the facts contained in this book are at variance with sworn testimony and the body of truth known to the prosecutors and the courts, Richard Susskind and I are open to a charge of perjury, which carries a sentence of up to 5.